This is Dave Creer, and you are listening to the WDRT 2024 Viroqua Mayoral Election Special. Today we're interviewing the two candidates for mayor, Patrick Robbins and incumbent Justin Running. We interviewed these two candidates on two separate days, and we present them to you here. I'm here interviewing Justin Running, who is the current mayor of Viroqua and running for re-election here this April 2nd. So welcome to the interview, Justin.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. I look forward to it.
For sure. So I know you've been our mayor for coming up on 4 years now, but I actually don't know very much about you. So can you start by maybe telling us about yourself and...
Sure. I'm actually just finishing up my first term, which was 2 years.
Oh, 2 years. All right.
I sometimes wish they were 4 years because then you wouldn't have to go through the election every 2 years. But no, yeah. So I was with the county board chairman.
Okay.
Before I became mayor. So I was 2 years as the county board chairman. Then I came over to the city side as the mayor here.
Okay.
So where I'm from, I was actually born here in Vernon Memorial Hospital in Viroqua. Okay. Lived here in the city of Viroqua until, probably 1984, where we moved to a dairy farm just outside of Westby up near Nuri.
Okay.
Lived there through fifth grade, and the summer between fifth and sixth grade, we moved back here to Viroqua.
Okay.
So, and then since then, we've lived here in the city. About 43 years. I'm 43 years old, and most of that was spent living here.
Yeah.
Having been here, it's been amazing to see the transition of Viroqua over the years.
You know? Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. When I was in high school, that's when Main Street was dying. And to see that happen here was pretty tough to watch.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden things started to change.
Yeah.
And here we are. And what an amazing place to be.
Yeah, so. It's great here. What made you decide to run for mayor a couple of years ago? You were chairman of the board of
sure.
the county.
Yep. I was chairman of the county board and had no real intention of leaving that at the time. But I had some very close friends here in town that had said, you know, have you ever considered running for mayor? And I said, well, you know, I haven't considered it. Karen Mitchell, our previous mayor, was a good friend of mine, and we worked together on the fire department and had a really good relationship as the county board chairman, as the mayor, and I hadn't ever really considered, you know, running against Karen for the job. And but as we kind of got closer to the election season, some folks were talking to me and saying, you know, in terms of the way things were going nationally, they felt like they were looking for something different. Mm-hmm. And I believe in having options in elections. So, when I first got here, we were talking a little bit about the lack of candidates that are willing to run for public office. So oftentimes you end up with only one choice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have competition, which I think is so important. So I ran for mayor the first time more about giving people, I wanted them to feel like they had a choice.
Yeah.
And, I said it then and we talked about it. I wasn't running against Karen per se. I was more running for the position.
Sure.
Just so people had an opportunity. And she was a great person to work with through the campaign. We didn't fight with each other. We didn't sling mud. We didn't do all that. And it ended up how it ended up. And, it's been a good couple years, I think.
Yeah. So maybe on both sides of the coin, in your first 2 years, are there things that you're really proud that you accomplished, or are there things that you wish maybe you would have done differently or haven't gone as well as you wanted?
Yes.
Both ways.
Right. I would say, you know, one of the things, and I've commented to a lot of folks, you know, over the last 2 years, the city staff has been working diligently on multiple projects, and the behind the scenes work that has went into getting a lot of these projects to come into life has taken 2 years. So when you drive around town, I often remark that it's hard to drive around Broca and see anything that's changed since I've been mayor, right? We don't have a lot of new construction. We don't have a lot of things. But this summer, that'll all change. So one of the things that the city staff has worked diligently on, and I've done everything I could from my part, is to get the new North Point development at the old county highway shop.
Sure.
You're going to see action there this summer. Mm-hmm. That's bringing approximately 64 units of affordable housing to Viroqua. It's bringing, I want to say, a 6,000 square foot daycare facility to Viroqua that'll be available for a daycare provider to come in and start childcare here, which we all know we desperately need. Mm-hmm. A couple spots for some local retail shop options. That deal started my first day as mayor. I met with the developer, had come to town that day, and just by chance we were able to run into each other because they were looking at coming to Broca, and we started our conversations literally the first day. And they just closed on that property, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So it was a two-year,
yeah,
literally a two-year project.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be fun to see that
it happen. Will be.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. So that is, I'm very proud of the staff,
yeah,
to put in the work that it took to get that done. I reference the staff a lot because nothing that's happened here is a sole result of me. Without the staff we have here, so many things that happened in the city of Viroqua wouldn't have happened. So when you hear me referencing them, that's, yeah, they deserve more credit than I do. So the North Point project is one of them. The highway construction project, there's folks that love that, and there's folks that absolutely hate it. That had started before I was mayor. As all these projects, they take time. Yeah. So that happened, and I'm very grateful with what it's done to kind of slow traffic down and,
yep,
make things more safe. Mm-hmm. You know, pedestrian safety is better. I've talked with our chief of police. We haven't had one traffic flow-related accident on Main Street since the construction was completed,
okay,
or the repainting, which is great.
Yeah.
So that's one of the projects that I didn't directly... It happened while I was mayor, but it didn't happen as a result of my work. The new fire station construction, mm-hmm, which is huge for our community.
Yeah.
That's out to bid right now, and hopefully by June you'll see dirt moving on, okay, that site. That's we have a $5.25 million federal grant to help offset the local cost.
Yeah.
And it's about a $9.5 million project. It's big,
mm-hmm,
but it's going to serve the needs of the fire department and keep that going well. I looked at I tried to think about these things before I came here.
Yeah.
There's so many things that have happened that are just great. We added the police department just added a second canine that was provided through some fundraising dollars that the city's able to help support that going forward, which is great. And that'll be more of a service-oriented canine, so like coming into schools and,
yeah,
having kids have something to interact with positively, which I think is good.
How about anything that didn't go as well as you wanted to, or that you wish you would have handled differently, or
there's a lot of things
that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I wish there was a lot of things that would happen faster. You know, our website is substandard at best. It's terrible. And we've known that since the day I came into office. I knew it for years before I was in office. And we're trying to get that project done. And by September, we'll have a new website. But,
okay,
there's so much information that needs to get out to our citizens, and we don't have a good delivery method.
Yeah.
So that's something I wish we could have done faster. There's, you know, I know, you know, there's some traffic flow things that I wish would have went a little bit better. Not as fault of people, but just the nature of it.
Yeah.
You know.
So let me just pick up on two threads there. One was you mentioned the city staff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that our city government is, I don't know what the right phrasing is, but maybe professionalized enough?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we need more of that? So, especially today I look around and I see, boy, the litigation and the complexity, mm-hmm, of the issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a trivial thing to take a building down and put up an apartment complex.
Right.
So does the city have the right staffing level, I would say, as opposed to relying on a city council member mm-hmm. who's, you know, just volunteering mm-hmm. and doing their part, or you right. or something like that. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. I think that we were actually talking about that before we started the interview also. I think that our city staff, we're so fortunate in Viroqua to have city staff that is, that I would say greatly exceeds the skill set that's common in smaller towns. Mm-hmm. Our city administrator is phenomenal. He does an amazing job, and he's well-equipped to do the job. You know, Sarah, our director of public works, is the same. Mm-hmm. But I think where we run into an issue is number of staff. And I think I've said this in numerous meetings with city staff, I often feel like every single department in our city is one person short. And it doesn't prevent the work from happening, but the amount of stress that our staff incurs on a daily basis to get all the things done is taxing on them. So I would like to see some additional city staff, but it comes at such a high cost, and mm-hmm. our city staff understands that. They don't ask for it. You know, they just put their head down and keep plowing forward. Yeah. But, you know, making sure that they're cared for well and not overburdened and taxed is really, really important to me.
Okay.
So,
hey, and you also mentioned the website and that would be enabling some communications differently. Mm-hmm. How do you feel we're doing as far as transparency with communications from the city to the citizenry?
I will say that there's always an effort to be transparent.
Okay.
But based on the quality, and I'll go back to the website, based on the quality of the website, it's really hard for people to find information. Mm-hmm. So then we find ourselves relying on Facebook, which really is not the place to rely on information dissemination.
Right? Sure.
But it's kind of the best tool we have. So everything's always posted publicly at City Hall. And at the police department, I think, posts all of, you know, upcoming meetings. So we meet our posting requirements, but could we do better? Yes, and that's why the website is such an important part. Okay. And, you know, we all know, you know, where how you get your information, how I get mine, and Facebook really is unfortunately the best mode we have right now.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And how would you say you would feel about the city finances and how we're doing? You mentioned the fire department, mm-hmm. and that's getting bigger all the time, it feels mm-hmm. like. Mm-hmm. You know, they just passed a school referendum, which I know isn't city mm-hmm. taxes, but it's still taxation.
And, absolutely.
There's just, you know, the development across the street from Walmart. There's just a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Do you think we're okay financially from what you can see?
I think that we're okay financially. I think that we're constantly looking at the finances. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't like increasing people's taxes at all, but that's an unfortunate part of growth.
Yeah.
But I think right now, one of my main focuses is on growth, and not just growth of city services, but growth of taxable properties.
Yeah.
So out there trying to get economic development happening to bring businesses to town that will pay property taxes and new home construction that'll pay.
Yeah.
You know, if we lose sight of that, we'll be in a real problem.
Yeah.
If we don't have new business coming to town, we will be in a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there certainly has been a lot of growth. I mean, you talked mm-hmm. about affordable housing and mm-hmm. the apartment complex is going to help with that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's more on that front.
Yeah.
With the new housing board
yep.
or committee or whatever it is.
Yeah, the housing group, yeah. we call that.
Yeah, yeah. So. All right. Well, I think we're at the end of our time. I want to thank you for coming in. We have the election coming up April 2nd.
April 2nd.
And like you started out, we have a choice this month, this cycle. So everybody get out there and vote. And thank you for coming in, Mayor Running.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks.
Yep.
Today, I'm very happy that we have Patrick Robbins joining us. Patrick is joining us to talk about his run for mayor for Viroqua. So thanks very much for being here, Patrick.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to come down today and talk with you guys.
Yeah, no, this is great. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, we just met, but I really don't know anything about you. And
absolutely. So I've lived in the Viroqua area for quite some time now. So originally I was born in Milwaukee back in 1995. So moved to the Viroqua area with my mother when I was in fourth grade and graduated high school here in 2013.
Okay. So yeah.
Been here for a while and been a part of the community. So family in the area. I've had a lot of family in the West Lima, Richland Center, Lafarge area. My grandparents were originally from that area too, so
okay.
Definitely have some ancestry out here.
Yeah, long history here, especially the family and you. That's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have any prior political experience?
So I don't have any prior political experience. I do have a strong business background.
Okay.
So, and that's kind of some of the foundation that I'm running on as well.
What's your business?
So I work in an automotive parts company.
Okay.
So, for their privacy, they'd like to maintain that privacy,
yeah,
of course,
sure.
And I understand completely. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, so it's a customer service field, and also I do management there as well, too, with a team of people that I
okay.
work with every day.
Yeah, great. That's cool. And what made you decide to run for mayor?
Yeah, so I want to have the opportunity to serve my community more and better. So I have a vision of Viroqua becoming a stronger, more vibrant community. We are definitely a diverse community. Mm-hmm. Right now, but I want to see us grow and become even better.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't know if you have seen at all any of my pillars that I'm kind of running on, our growth and development,
okay.
our accountability and transparency of our government, and then also the affordability for our residents.
Okay. So do you want to expand on those a little bit? I mean, in whatever order you want to, but
yeah,
when you talk about growth and development, and
yeah,
what do you mean by that, I guess?
So growth and development, one of the big things that I'm kind of looking at is trying to bring in more business and more residents into the city. So I know that's been kind of a topic in some of the city council meetings recently, is that we just actually, I don't know if you're aware, we have a new housing authority board.
Okay.
So, which I think is fantastic that we've got that board up and running now. I believe their job is going to be to identify what type of housing that we have in Viroqua and then also work to see what we need.
Yeah.
So that way we can bring in more residents. And make sure that we have affordable housing for people that want to come in and move in.
Yeah. For sure, housing is expensive, right?
Absolutely,
it's gone up quite a bit here in the last few years.
Yeah, and that definitely hit close to home for me, too, when I was moving into Viroqua, when I made the move into Viroqua myself and bought my house here in town. It was a little difficult to find something that was affordable, especially for somebody in the workforce, too.
Mm-hmm.
There were options that were out there, but it was also something like, well, do I want to invest more money into a house that needs repairs? I'd like to find something that's within my price range that I can just move in comfortably and start setting down my roots versus trying to have to do all the repairs. And I think that's one thing that we definitely want here too, is to try to bring in more of that single family style, more of that workforce housing.
Yeah.
That's definitely what I would like to see.
Yeah.
So that way we can have more people coming and grow roots in Viroqua.
Yeah. So beyond the new housing authority board, are there specific things that you would do about that, or that you think the city should be doing about that?
There's a few different things. I mean, beyond just housing, too, as far as, like, business development. I know there's different things here in the community that some people would like to see. On my Facebook page, I actually put out a survey to people that are on my Facebook page to see what kind of things they would like to see. And I had on there, like, the single-family housing, entertainment, grocery stores, stuff, or different aspects of the community that they would like to see grow. And I know grocery stores has been a big topic right now, especially with Quillen's closing.
We're having
down,
some changes
so,
there, yeah.
Right, exactly. So between the food co-op and Walmart, I think that's really the only two that we're going to have at this point.
Yeah.
So definitely trying to bring in those businesses to help support our city as well, so that way we have more options.
Yeah.
Make us more of a destination stop with those types of business traffic.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And then you mentioned so that was one of your pillars, was growth and development.
Yes.
And then affordability. So some of that was the housing.
Yep. So a lot of the affordability and the growth and development kind of do go together in aspects. So, the city taxes, I don't know if you've looked at city taxes before and how they work. It's definitely been a learning curve for me in some of that aspect. But it's very different how that works as far as how we figure out what property tax values are.
Mm-hmm.
So the affordability aspect I want to look at is, along with bringing in those different developments, that way we have more on the tax base, so that way taxes remain affordable for people across the board, whether it be residential or business.
Yeah.
That way everybody has a fair share in it, and that way, as we keep building these city services that we keep building, that we do have options to bring money back into the bank versus putting ourselves into more debt.
So that was a question I had further down, but what's your take on how the city is right now financially? Do you think? I mean, there's been a lot of things going on. I mean, the new city hall, the new fire department, the police departments. I mean, there's just a lot of different things happening that are, you know, taxed by the city.
Right.
Do you think we're in an okay place financially, or do you think we need either curtail spending or grow faster or differently? Or
right. Well, I mean, we've taken out loans so that way we can afford some of these things. We had a wonderful grant from before the fire department, which is great.
Yeah.
Which is a percentage-based grant, so we still do have to put up a portion of the money to be able to get the build, but that's still fantastic that we're able to use that money to put it towards that. As far as some of our budgeting with some of these city services that we're building, we probably should have done a little bit more homework on what we can afford and what we can't afford. So it's like, just when I do my own budget at home, mm-hmm. what can I afford, what can I not afford? What are my resources that I have that I can use for my expenditures versus what do I need to save for? So having the city services is great, but definitely trying to make sure that we're maintaining a budget and sticking to a budget that we can afford. So that way, I mean, coming down the road, that's going to be hitting our tax base as those start popping up. So we have to identify, okay, what can we do now to help reduce that tax burden that's going to hit the residents and the businesses?
Yeah.
So having good city services is fantastic. I think it's great, but we also have that responsibility too, to make sure that we're doing it where it will continue to be affordable for everybody too.
Yeah. Yeah, and your third pillar was, I wrote down transparency, maybe it was accountability.
Yes.
I can't remember which word you used, but
So both, accountability and transparency. So
yeah.
I've always been a firm believer that our government has a responsibility to make sure that information is accessible to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely being that public source of information for whatever they're doing within City Hall.
Yeah.
Right now I believe that they are working on updating the webpage for the city website.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. That did need an update for sure. And then talking to other members of the community about mm-hmm. some of the things that they would like to see, having like an email chain so that way if somebody doesn't have social media, they can still receive updates.
Yeah.
Or having a weekly newsletter that's posted somewhere, very similar to like what the sheriff department has been doing now too, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Having that weekly newsletter so that way they know what's happening. Expanding into social media more to try to make sure that all our information is accessible.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the accountability and transparency aspect, especially with the current website, it's difficult to find certain things. Like ordinances can be a little bit difficult and a little hazy to find sometimes.
Yeah.
Or what different structures that we're supposed to follow or what different policies the city is supposed to follow can be a little hazy and trying to find that sometimes.
Yeah.
So having that information accessible, just a click away.
Yeah.
This should be just a click away.
And the media landscape has changed here as well. I mean, the newspaper situation is different and the
Absolutely.
Reporting is a lot different, not just here, nationwide
right.
for sure.
Exactly. And as technology changes too, that brings a lot of that.
So having a different way to get some of that information out there besides just what's legally required and that's it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let's go beyond just the minimum requirement.
Yeah.
Let's make sure that we are doing an above and beyond job.
Hey, so are there any specific things, I guess, that you've seen maybe over the last 4 or 8 years, some, you know, recently, that you think we should be doing differently or could have been done differently or?
Or like things that should be handled differently kind of thing?
Yeah.
I guess in recent events, like I'm going to kind of stick to more recent events.
Sure.
I know the fire department has been a huge topic through City Hall and in the community. I know there's been conflicting ideas and opinions on what's actually happening with that fire department, too. We're very lucky to have a fire department, and we're very lucky to have a volunteer fire department, too. That saves the city a lot of money. We have a lot of good guys on that department, so we're very lucky to have them. As far as how we maybe handled the information getting disseminated to individuals in the community and to the townships, probably should have been a little bit better. I've talked to a few of the different townships or residents in the townships,
mm-hmm.
and they felt kind of in the dark when it came to some of the aspects in it. I'm a believer that we need a fire board, for the area, very similar to what some of our surrounding communities have, where you have a governance board, that does that work, and they include not only city officials, but also township officials. So that way those people that are all involved in that process all have an understanding of what's happening, what's going on, and all staying within the same loop versus having that disconnect that can cause some bad feelings and bad
between some people. Just as the new building has been rolled out a little bit, I didn't realize the townships actually pay for the services or for part of the building. And,
So they have like a rental fee that they pay every year. I have to check and see what the dollar amount is on there. I've heard different sides, so I'm not entirely sure what that dollar amount is.
Yeah.
But I know they've been asked to pay $300,000 each towards the building of the new fire department, or as an option of like a rent increase, so that way they can pay over time.
Yeah.
Is my understanding of what the options are that they gave them. I think Town of Viroqua has approved for the $300,000. I don't think Jefferson or Franklin have come back yet, to my understanding. I haven't heard anything yet. But something I would have done differently, though, is definitely bring those people in from day one of like, hey, this is what we would like to do. We had this grant opportunity. Let's work together to make this thing happen.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, what do you think, going to the police department now, because that's another big department, what do you think about the relationship, or do you think there's any issues with the relationship between the police department and maybe the mayor, the city officials, what are the town, city council, and citizens? Is that okay, or?
Yeah, no, I see your question. So there's been some conflict in the past that we're all aware of, and some of the different things that have happened within City Hall and the police department or that we're all aware of that have made news. I think our community, though, like our residents and the community as a whole, actually do support our police department. We do have a really good group of officers there in the police department. We really do. We have some great guys that are there that are working hard to make sure our community is protected and safe.
Yeah.
And if a relationship needs to be built better, maybe there's a disconnect between the city governance and the police department where they need to just get together and kind of build that relationship, build that bridge back because of some of the things that have happened in the past. Sometimes we have to let the past go. We have to move forward and grow and become better. But no, I believe the community as a whole does support our police department. I don't think there's a disconnect between the community and the police department.
Okay.
So,
hey, and what do you think, I guess maybe just to wrap up, what would you say is the biggest challenge that you see facing us? So if you were mayor on April 2nd, what would be, I don't know, the first thing you would do, or what's the biggest thing that you would see facing you and your...
Oh, goodness, there's so many different things. so it's definitely as far as like having the information available to citizens, I want to make sure that that's kind of a forefront, so that way that transparency and that accountability aspect is there right away. I want to make sure that is on the table so everybody knows what's happening. And definitely our affordability aspect too. That's kind of one thing that's been in the kind of back of my mind. Like, what's our 5, 10, 15, 20-year plan? How do we make sure that we're financially stable through the next decade or two?
Yeah.
So definitely we're going to try to get us set to where we have a very low debt ratio, or try to clear up our debt that we do have and work towards making sure we have money in the bank if we have other capital projects that, say, something happens and we got to take care of it.
Yeah.
Well, that we have that available so that we're not trying to scramble around trying to find money, or without putting the taxpayers at risk of having to take on a bigger burden.
Yeah.
So
good. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Patrick.
Yeah, again, appreciate it.
Yeah, very good. So Patrick Robbins running for mayor, so City of Viroqua. So when election day comes up, get out there and vote. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to the 2024 WDRT election special with the two candidates who are running for Viroqua mayor. The election for Viroqua mayor is on April 2nd from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Viroqua City Hall. Thank you for listening, and please go out and vote.